15 minutes away from 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. A lot of interesting things for us to get into today. Something coming up in about a week's time. An inside winter garage sale. Sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. And Ruth Horvath with Friends of Lorain County Metro Parks is on the line with us right now to tell us more about this winter garage sale. Ruth, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I am just fine. Thank you.
Well, where and when is this event all going down? Sounds like it should be pretty exciting.
We're here at the Carlisle Visitor Center on Diagonal Road. It starts next Saturday, January 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we ask that there not be any early sales as we get ready to open the doors for the public at 9 a.m.
So no wheeling and dealing at 8:30 in the morning. You got to wait until 9 o'clock before you get going, right?
That's right. We're still getting our stuff together. So
okay.
Since we're all volunteers, it takes a little while to get everybody, you know, online and in line and what's happening for the day.
Well, what kinds of items are you guys expecting to be at this event?
We get almost anything you'd find at a garage sale except clothing, furniture, and electronics. We get a lot of decorations, housewares, knickknacks, kitchen items, and then in our Carlisle room we do the books, DVDs, CDs, any jewelry, any new items that we get, and we also have some of our Nature Nook items that haven't sold, and we put them in the sale at a reduced price.
About how many vendors are you expecting to be at this event?
Well, this is all done by the volunteers of the Friends of Metro Parks. We don't get any outside vendors in to sell, only to shop.
Okay, well, it sounds like there should be a lot of interesting things that will be available here, too, because, well, when you think about a winter garage sale, you kind of feel like you've been stuck in the house for a while.
Exactly.
You know, you've got cabin fever to the fullest extent, and you start looking around and thinking, oh, my goodness, when the weather breaks, we've got to find a way to get rid of some of this stuff. Was that kind of the idea behind this?
Exactly. One of our volunteers came up with the idea 4 years ago, and it has been proven to be a very successful winter event.
Well, that leads me into my next question. I was going to ask you how long this has been going on, but you mentioned 4 years ago it kind of came to. How has it evolved over the course of the last 4 years?
It has just, we accept donations from the public to put in the garage sale, and most everyone is more than happy to get rid of the stuff because they don't want to take the time or the bother to set up their own garage sale.
Over the last few years here, Ruth, what are some of the more unique items that you've seen donated and sold at this event?
The one year that sticks out, we had a collection of Noah's Ark items. It was everywhere from jewelry to knickknacks to pictures and stuff. And we sold a few pieces separately, and one lady came in, and she looked at it. She says, I cannot stand to see this separated, and she bought the whole lot from us.
Wow. That's really cool. Ruth, you mentioned the items are brought in by the volunteers. Does the money go back to the Friends of the Metro Parks?
It goes to Friends of Metro Parks, who in turn support our Lorain County Metro Parks in, you know, various areas where they do not have the funds available or they cannot expend public funds on certain items. And mainly it's program development or equipment that some of the park staff might need. It varies anywhere from kayaks to several years ago when we had the polar vortex, we provided funds for the raptors to purchase some heated cages so that the raptors were inside and they had some heat as well.
That's pretty cool. So then those people who go and buy some items not only get an item, but they're kind of helping fund the metro parks there as well and parks that most people use.
Exactly, and since we are a 501c3 corporation, we do provide a tax-deductible receipt for any donations.
It's all kinds of wins in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
See, the polar vortex brought back some really bad memories because that was such an awful winter. But then again, going back 4 years, that's about the same time when this whole thing came to, right?
Yep, exactly.
Wow, yeah, polar vortex was nasty because that happened kind of early in the winter. And then we all kind of thought that winter was only going to get better. And as it turned out, it got progressively worse. I feel like we're in the same kind of pattern here in 2018, aren't we?
It sure does feel like it.
Wow. Well, will you guys have refreshments available at this event?
Yeah, we have light refreshments. We'll have pop, coffee. We have donuts in the morning and hot dogs and chips, that sort of thing.
Ruth, this may sound like a silly question, but I'm always interested to hear the answer on this. As far as paying for the items goes here, is it straight cash or credit card or what?
We will take cash, and we do have a credit card in our credit card processor in our Nature Nook, so we can run credit card purchases.
It's always good to know.
Is this an event where you guys encourage pre-registration, or is it pretty much just a show and go?
You just show up and do your shopping.
Okay, sounds simple enough. Well, I mean, regardless of what the weather is like next weekend, this sounds like a good excuse to get out of the house, come on down there, and see what folks are willing to sell before we get deeper into the winter and you look around your house and think, what's that doing here? Maybe I should put this one up for sale also.
Exactly.
Well, good deal. Ruth, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to find out more information about the Inside Winter Garage Sale next weekend, where can they go?
They can go to the Lorain County Metro Parks website, metroparks.cc. They have information there. It's on our Facebook page. You can call the Lorain County Metro Parks. They have the same information. And if anyone does have any donations they want to drop off, we're going to be here Sunday from 1 to 4, and then Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 8.
What's the process on that? I'm just curious. They just bring them by and...
You just drive up to the driveway. We have volunteers out. They'll help unload and bring the items in. And also on sale day, we have members of our teen corps that will help carry items out to the cars.
Wow.
Okay, very good stuff. Well, Ruth, thank you very much for joining us here today. This is a lot of fun to learn more about the history of the event and how it works, and we certainly hope that you guys get some cooperation from Mother Nature next weekend so that you can get more people to come out here and witness this firsthand.
We hope so, too, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Again, that's Ruth Horvath with Friends of Lorain County Metro Park telling us all about their Inside Winter Garage Sale next weekend. Tell you what. I've got some stuff I could probably add. Yeah. I mean, I could probably throw a few things that direction and do some serious damage. See, that's the thing, too. Like, I feel like every time I donate to a garage sale, mm-hmm. I end up going to the garage sale, sifting through a few of those things and thinking, you know what? I could use that.
Well, that's the nice thing about this one. You're living in Lorain County at this point. You go in, you can drop some things off. As you mentioned, you can do some shopping, and as Ruth just mentioned there, the proceeds go back to help fund the metro parks, which I'm sure all of us have used at some point or another. Not only that, they're tax deductible because it's a nonprofit there as well. So a pretty good deal. Like I said, it's win-win and even win. Three wins on that.
Win-win-win. I don't see any bad part of that equation.
Get rid of some stuff, buy some stuff, it's tax deductible.